In just over a week, Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant is set to close. It means the end of a long-running debate over the plant and nuclear energy in the Green Mountain State. But it could also mean the beginning of some economic challenges for the area surrounding the plant, including parts of New Hampshire's Monadnock region. Paul Miller is executive editor of the Keene Sentinel, and he joins me now with more. Welcome.
Oh, thank you, Brady. Thank you for having me.
The immediate impact, at least on workers, is there's going to be a downturn in the number of employees still at the plant.
Yeah, I think there's about a couple hundred that live in New Hampshire, but keep in mind that they've been some of the downsizing that is expected to occur has been taking place. There are some people who took retirement, I believe. There are some people who opted out to take other jobs in the industry earlier than the plant shutdown time. And in the whole tri-state region, it's a significant number of jobs. And it's not just the loss of those jobs, but to my view, it's the spending from all those employees that is really going to have an impact or is really going to cause some jeopardy for everybody. These are high-wage employees, and they make a good wage, and it's a different kind of consumer.
There was a report in 2012 that looked at what the regional economic picture might look like if Vermont Yankee closed, and that was one of the effects that they talked about, the effect on subsidiary businesses, the amount of spending going into the local economy, and then also things like property tax rates, housing vacancies, and the skilled workforce. And these are all ongoing problems in this part of the country as it is. What have officials been talking about on this side of the border in trying to deal with some of those potential effects and maybe even head them off?
Well, the question is, have they been talking, really? When we hold our edit board interviews with local and state and even national elected officials, and we raise the matter of this little nuclear power plant on the western shores of the Connecticut River, we don't get much in the way of response or much in the way of informed enlightenment. When Vermont Yankee closed down, Governor Hassan was quick to issue a statement on the shutdown and put together a working group to outline some goals. But, and while I confess I haven't checked in recently, I think it's also noteworthy to say that the goals that this group outlined, or that she outlined, did not include addressing the economic impact of the plant shutdown. Those communities in our region, that's Chesterfield, Hinsdale, this has to be top of mind because there is that trickle-down effect. Our economy is going to be affected. School enrollments are going to be affected. Population, which we know in the state is in decline, is going to be affected. Now we have to find out the extent to which all of that happens.
Is it possible that the discussions around those issues might potentially become more real for local and regional officials? Or is it likely to be so gradual that people might say, well, it's not something as immediate as some people might make it out to
sure.
be?
Yeah, you know, I guess that would be my fear, the fact that this shutdown is going to be a gradual, phased-in process achieved over potentially decades may cause us not to have that focus that I think we need. I think because we're on the other side of the river there, we don't have the direct tax base implications that towns like Vernon and Brattleboro and other places in Vermont have, but it does affect us, and it's not just from a safety standpoint, it's from an economic standpoint. One of the things that we did when we were looking for context when news came that Vermont Yankee was going to shut down is we sent a reporter down to Roe, Mass. To take a look at the nuclear power plant down there that shut down and was decommissioned, and they're still feeling the effects economically from the closing of that plant. Even though part of it remains open to protect the waste storage site there, there are small businesses in this little town that say they'll never be the same. They haven't been the same since it closed down. And so to think that you would not be affected is probably a little reckless. So I hope that we'll begin to have some public forums and some discussions in the way that they've done on the other side of the other state over there in Vermont that helps us look at this in a smart way and plan for it, be ready for the outcomes, because I think they stand to be considerable.
Paul Miller is executive editor of the Keene Sentinel. Thanks so much for your time today.
Brady, thank you.